你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。To demonstrate your English ability and charm， 那么今天首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。让我们进行详尽的分解所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。Here we go, listen up， 来听一下。Listen， Michael Jackson is one of the best dancers in the world. Why? Because he was born with a talent. I don't know. I don't know if I buy that theory. I think more accurate description would be.Here's a young man who knew exactly what he wanted in every single day, his work, and take an action. He uses the power to try and improve on what he does. He's never 1000% satisfied. He loves what he does. He's proud of it, but he's always looking to improve. Okay, great, let's take a look. 我们看所有听力的一些难点，我会把所有的听力的难点全部拿出来精讲，不是所有的听不懂，也许就是 20%、10% 的问题。我们来看一下。红色字体属于非实义词汇，用降调还有很多弱化现象。Listen, 听着 Michael Jackson is one of the best dancers in the world. Why? Michael Jackson 是全世界最棒的舞者之一。首先 Jackson 跟 is 有一个零叫 Jacksoners, Jacksoners. One 跟 of 有一个零叫 one of, one of the.升加降调的形式，尤其是红色字体用降调，所以形成了一个听力的难点，叫做Jackson is one of the best dancers. Michael Jackson is one of the best dancers. See? Dancers, 后面 z 可以跟 in 有一个连音叫 dancers in. 如果说它速度很慢不连，因为它是一个异群， in the world 是一个异群。如果速度很快可连，叫做 best dancers in the world. Best dancers in the world. 所以发现红色字体速度会很快，这就产生了节奏。Listen, Michael Jackson is one of the best dancers in the world. Why? Because he was born with a talent. 他生下来就有这样的天赋吗？他天赋异禀吗？ Cause 就是 because 的一个缩写形式。Cause 跟 he 可击穿。H 音跟 TH 音一般开头非实义词汇可以被击穿。也就是说 H 不发音，用前面的 z 跟后面的 e 形成个连音。而且 he 弱化成短元音 he。H 音不发音就变成 cause it. Cause it.Because he was, 就用这样的一个降调形式。Because he was born with a talent. With 跟 that, 首先我们要知道 that 可以说成 the, 当不被强调的时候 a 变成 a。同时 with 是一个辅音， that v 也是一个辅音，不管是一样还是不一样，只用发一个就可以了，就变成 with a talent, 这样的一个天赋，就变成 because he was born with a talent.把红色字体再加快一点，听力难点就出来了。Cause he was born with a talent. I don't know. I don't know if I buy that theory. 那么我不知道我是否要 buy that theory. Theory 指的是理论，就是我们讲的 buy that story. 我要相信那一套，相信这个话。来看一下 I 降调读 I. I don't know. Don't know 只用发一个 O 是后面的，前面发 A 就行了，因为这是一个弱化现象，变成 I don't know.I don't know if I, 降调读有一个连音 if I buy that, that 说成 the, if I buy that theory, I don't know if I buy that theory, I think more accurate description would be, 这边一个听力的难点就是两个词汇叫 accurate description, 我想更加精确的 accurate, 更加详尽的精确的一个描述是这样子的 would be 用降调读Would 这个短元音 u 不被强调，经常会发成 a 这个发音，变成 would be。b 长元音说成短元音 be， 所以这就是弱化现象，很偷懒，变成 would be。我想更加的精确的描述是这样子的 ：I think more accurate description would be accurate description。所以要听懂这两个单词。Here's a young man who knew exactly what he wanted。那么这边有一个年轻人，他相当知道他人生想要什么。Here 跟 is 就叫做 here's。加个 a 就变成 here's, 这是一个弱这个缩写加一个连音的形式 here's 加 a here's, 而且用降调来读，我们知道的叫做 here's a young man, here's a young man who 轻轻点一下，有时候甚至把 who 直接发成一个长元音 oo, here's a young man who knew exactly, 这个 who 说成 oo, 也可以说成 who, 这没有对错哈，取决于你个人的习惯和速度。 knew 跟 exactly,那么我们经常看一下美式发音 exactly， 首先第一个 k 是不用发音，因为两个辅音在一起就用发后面一个，第二个是 t 也不用发音，那就变成 exactly， 而且 new 跟 exactly 中间可以加一个连音，这是元音跟元音之间的连音，加个我，不是加我就是加也，加我叫做 new exactly， 没有那么清晰哈，我只是慢速给让你体验到，叫做 new exactly。所以这个是一个听力的难点，很多人听不懂什么叫 new exactly。new exactly， 我可以 wanna， what's he 不被强调，降调来发 we， 你也可以说 what the 击穿，你也可以说 what he， 这没有对错哈。那么下面一个单词 wanna， 这个单词有人听不懂，因为我们一般听成 wanted 或 wanted， 但是 nt 组合一般是把 t 可以去掉，直接可以说 wanna， what he wanna， 他知道明确他想要的 wanna。 and 可以直接说成一个鼻音 n 或者都可以啊。And every single day, he's worked. 每一天他在努力，而且 taking action, 在采取行动。Worked 跟 n 可以有一个连音叫 worked done. Worked done, 把 d 跟 n 连音叫 worked done. Taken action 可以说成 taken action, 用 n 连音叫 taken action. 这句话就变成 Here's a young man who knew exactly what he wanted. And every single day,His work then, take an action. He uses the power to try and improve on what he does. 他使用自己的潜能每一天去提升和改进他自己所做的事情。He 降调读 he, uses. 那么 his 不被强调，经常会被击穿。那么 H 音不发音，就变成用 Z 跟 S 形成个连叫 uses. Uses 就变成 uses the power to 说成 T 加个 to try and improve on.有一个连音 improve on what he does. His 降调读 never 1000% satisfied. 他没有1000%的满意，这是一个夸张手法。He loves what he does. He's proud of it. 有连音 proud of it. D 跟 of 跟 it 叫 he's proud of it. But he's always looking to improve. 他每天都在改善，在提升自己。这一段我们重新来进行朗读一下。Here we go. Listen.Michael Jackson is one of the best dancers in the world. Why? Because he was born with a talent? I don't know. I don't know if I buy that theory. I think more accurate description would be, he is a young man who knew exactly what he wanted. And every single day, he has worked and taken action. He uses the power to try and improve on what he does. He's never 1000% satisfied. He loves what he does. He's proud of it.But it's always looking to improve. Alright, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程10个主题，包括发音、连论音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，10套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利，看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ10489403271 10489403271。当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你一加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音。 I'll see you next time.